Perhaps heat and drought will, by magic, not touch me, just cook my children. Thank you to @KentPittman, @climatejustice.social for that extremely macabre haiku, sharp sign, short poem. I just keep reading Kent's tags there. Oh, you know what? I forgot to tag climate on the show. As I was just telling mdhughes.tech, Mizzouli, and now Goat in the Mastodon where we're hanging out. This is kind of a non-episode because I didn't manage to get to my release deadline that I hoped for with the zine. And MD Hughes was kindly saying, well, you know, you hadn't released it last week either. But thank you, everyone, for your commiseration. Mizzouli is saying running a publication is in fact difficult and things. On the climate crisis topic, just to warm things up after that cold note, there was a good joke, and I'm using the word good wrongly. Last week, when Canada was on fire, and the United States was kind of threatening Canada over the fact that smoke from Canada burning was entering the U.S. MD Hughes, I think, made the dry line that Trump was threatening to return fire for the Canadian wildfire smoke. And then, very shortly after that, two wildfires entered Canada from the United States. It's not really a good turn of humor, but it was funny that we said return fire and then two wildfires entered Canada from the United States on that front. I don't think any well-known Lisp users have succumbed to the French wildfires near Bordeaux yet. I saw people talking about that in the IRC. MD Hughes, I don't want to read things that you say at this point because something will happen in the next week. But MD Hughes is just saying they need better border control. Maybe. Yeah, I'm not going to attempt a joke here. Part of the problem, and kind of apropos that, is, I think, like, what was being suggested, like, increasing trade taxes with Canada isn't really a solution to the wilderness of a country being on fire, or for example, France being on fire. We can't economically punish France for burning. This is just a bizarre thing to do about global warming. So people deny global warming, and if a country provides evidence in themselves being on fire that global warming, the climate crisis, is a problem that's, you know, burning countries down and the humans inside, the invisible hand of the market, what it seems to be doing is saying, well, we better start selling more gasoline as quickly as possible because clearly there should be laws about this. So we better get in ahead of any laws happening. Oh, I don't have Kent or Ramin this week. So it's really just me by myself with Harry Larry and MD Hughes and Mizzouli and Goat and you, dear listener, and Rat also is happening in the moo. Harry Larry, host of Something Blue, sbblues.com. Yeah, MD Hughes saying, well, you know, let's start building, and specifically oil fire powered mega data centers. And then, you know, we might come up with a solution in the future that could use those. We don't know. Well, we probably kind of do know that it's not going to be happening. Okay, so have I successfully scared everyone away from the show? Yeah, know. So I had an excuse, but I didn't really want to be very excuseful for not publishing the zine, which was just I was at the mall. So I had a tight time budget where I'd thought for the last 2.5 days of kind of getting new submissions and revisions from people, which was my Monday, Tuesday, and this morning for me, because I live in the future. I've done all the hard work already of how I'm squeezing ASDIF CLIM systems into one application frame, even though they're originally separate application frames. But then while I was at the mall on Monday, I just kind of saw a kind of unpleasant mall crime happening, which isn't really my thing to share. And then at all the times I could have been working on the zine release, I was just kind of in reveries, reliving kind of depressing things happening. I've been joined by Ramin Honery. Ramin, you could really rescue this episode with literally anything else.
Oh, okay. Hello. Can you guys hear me clearly?
Yeah, you sound great.
Okay, cool.
But if
So,
you,
yeah,
oh, we've
I
even
don't
been
really
joined by
have.
Kent after I've promised people neither of you would be arriving. NetSettler has appeared in Moo. Welcome, NetSettler in the Moo. Oh, and Kent is in the show. Okay. Ramin, I was just offering to yield a mic to you. Do you want to greet Kent, for example, and whatever else you were going to present on?